You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with Lonnie Barker.
Hope Hop, that's what it is. Let it take hold of you. Hope Hop, that's what it is.
Peace and blessings. This is yours truly, Lonnie Barker, and I am your host of the Hope Hop Podcast. Thank you so much for taking your time to hang out with me. It really means a lot. I really mean that sincerely. It means a lot to me that you take the time out of your day to come and listen, to be encouraged, to be inspired, to be motivated. For whatever reason, thank you. I don't take it for granted. But look, without any delay, I want to get right into what we're going to talk about today. I've got a lot of people who gave me some positive feedback on last week's topic, winning season. So I said, hey, let me keep that momentum going. Let's just keep that momentum going. And we're going to continue to talk about the concept of winning and declaring it's my winning season. I want you to do that with me right now. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror. If you don't have a mirror, it's okay. I want you to say it to yourself. Say this to yourself and make it personal. And I really want you to mean it with conviction, okay? Wherever you are, I want you to say this to yourself with conviction. Repeat after me. It's my season. No, you didn't say it with conviction. Let's do it one more time. Say this with me. It's my season. Yeah, yeah. Let's take it a step further. It's my winning season. Repeat this after me. It's my winning season. That's right. That's right. Did you know that you were born to win? You were not made, as we talked about last week, you were not made to be mediocre. God did not create you to be average. God created you to be a winner, to have dominion over everything that you are a steward of. And we're going to continue that conversation right after this.
You're listening to the Hope Hop Podcast with Lonnie Barker. Daily inspiration with real, relevant, and relatable topics on love, relationships, life, and more. The Hope Hop Podcast.
This week, we're continuing the conversation on winning, on having a winning mindset, a winning attitude, a winning spirit, because this is your winning season. You have to declare that. This is my season. This is my season to win. Yes, I know we're right in the middle of a pandemic, global pandemic, but still, this is my winning season. I don't care what obstacles you may be facing. I don't care about what giants that may be in front of you. You have to declare to yourself, this is my season. This is my season to win. I've gone through too much hell. I've gone through too many setbacks. I've gone through too many heartbreaks. I've experienced too many losses. I can only win from here. Have you ever felt like you've been down for so long that the only place you can go is up? I don't know about you, but sometimes I think about all the things that I've gone through, all of the losses, the huge, significant losses I've had in my life, all of the stupid decisions, the bad choices I've made. God has given me a second chance. He's given me his measure of grace. He's given me his mercy. And all I can do from here on out is win. Let me tell you something about winning. Winning isn't everything. But it's going to take everything to win. Let me say it one more time. Winning isn't everything, but it's going to take everything to win. Everything you've got. If you want to be victorious, it's going to take everything you got to win. Like we discussed in last week's episode, winning does not come easy. Winning is not just going to fall into your lap. You have to prepare for it. You have to work for it. You have to want for it. You have to grind for it. If you want to be a winner, you have to give it all you've got. Here's the sad truth. Everybody wants to be a winner, but not everybody wants to do everything to win. Winning will always cost you something. That's right. Winning will always cost you something. You were not created to do it alone, though. You were not created to win all by yourself. When you think about your purpose, when you think about your divine reason for being here, for God calling you, for God creating you to be in this earth, you have a specific purpose. But one thing I've learned about purpose over the years is that purpose is others oriented. Yes, purpose is others oriented. God did not design your purpose for you to benefit from it alone. No. When God created you, he created you with a specific reason, with a specific purpose in mind. But he created you with a purpose so that purpose can bring glory to him through you and blessing others. I hope you understand what I'm saying here. Purpose is always others oriented. God did not create you to be prosperous alone. God did not create you to be wealthy alone. God created you to be a blessing to others. Don't get it twisted, beloved. God did not create you for a purpose to be selfish. God did not design you to be purposeful all by yourself. God designed you so that you can help others in this thing called life. That's what true winners do. Have you ever looked at the captain of a team or the quarterback or the leader on a team? The leader on a team is able to recognize everybody else's needs, everybody else's talents, everybody else's abilities, and to assess the talent of the team. The leader is able to do that. A true leader and a true winner has the ability to visualize how they can win using everybody's efforts all collectively. You are not designed to win alone. You are not designed to walk alone. You are not designed to do life alone. You are designed to win. You are designed to help others win. You are designed to look back after you've made it to your place of success and pick up others and to bring others along to help people make it. I can't stand a selfish person. I'm telling you, it irritates me to my core when I see somebody who is in a position of success or in a position of leadership and they squander it all to themselves. It irritates me to no end to see somebody who's so gifted, who's so talented, who's so smart, who's so witty, but they don't help other people achieve any type of success. That's selfishness at its core. I can't stand a selfish person at all. Selfishness irritates me to no end. That's why I refuse to be successful and not reach back and help others be successful as well. I refuse to do it. In fact, it's hard for me to even enjoy success. It's hard for me to even enjoy winning when I do it all by myself. You know what I'm talking about. It's hard to enjoy a victory when you don't have others around you that can help celebrate the wins in your life. It's tough. It's not fun at all. It's not fun to win the championship and have no one else share with you in the celebration. It's not a fun thing to do. Not at all. I get passionate when I talk about winning because I love to win. I love to prove haters wrong. I love to prove doubters wrong. Never, ever tell a winner what they cannot do. Don't do it. Don't do it. Somebody who has a winning mindset will always prove you wrong. Never tell me what I cannot do. Never tell me what I cannot achieve. You're making a huge mistake by doubting me, by telling me what I cannot do, because I will always prove you wrong. I will always prove you wrong. The reason why? Because the Bible tells me that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Let me take it a step further. In Philippians 4:13, my life hinges on this scripture. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. If God is with me, I can achieve anything. Anything. There's nothing impossible to him that believes. How can I lose with the weapons I use? How can I lose with the talents, the gifts, and the abilities that God has given me? I can't lose. I can't fail. Whenever I'm in the middle of God's will and I'm walking in my purpose, there's absolutely no way that I can lose. It's not possible. God created us to be winners. God created us to have dominion. God created us to be overcomers, to be more than conquerors in him. But there are some things that we must possess to be winners. And let me talk about that real quick. Obedience, discipline, patience. These are key principles that every winner must possess in order to live a life of victory, of consistency, of consistent victory. You have to be obedient. You have to have discipline and you have to possess patience. You can't waste your time talking about people who's hating on you. You can't waste your time talking about people who doesn't give you a handout. You can't waste your time talking about who didn't give you a promotion or who didn't give you an opportunity. You have to look past that. Promotion does not come from the east nor from the west, but it comes from the Lord anyway. If you are going to be a true winner, You have to stay focused on the prize. You have to stay focused on the task at hand. You have to stay focused on the goal. You can't get caught up in what everybody else is doing. You can't get caught up in what your competition is doing. You can't get caught up in what your haters are doing. You can't get caught up in what your neighbor is doing. You have to stay focused on you and what God has assigned you to do and remain obedient to that. Secondly, discipline. Discipline is something that not every winner has. Discipline is important. What is discipline? I'm glad you asked. Here it is. Discipline is the quality of being able to behave and work in a controlled way, which involves obeying particular rules or standards. That's the dictionary's definition of discipline. I'll repeat it. Discipline is the quality of being able to behave and work in a controlled way, which involves obeying particular rules or standards. Discipline. Discipline. It's where we get the word disciple. Discipline and disciple. These words are almost synonymous. And Jesus tells us to go and make disciples of all nations. Go and make disciples. But you have to have discipline to be a disciple. Let me keep going. Patience. First, there's obedience. Then there's discipline. And then there's patience. Patience. Now, everybody knows patience is a virtue. Patience is something that we must possess, where we wait for the promise to come to pass. Patience is not easy. Patience is difficult. Patience sometimes is just as hard as being disciplined, because patience is waiting. Patience relinquishes all control. It's out of your control. You have to wait. Patience requires waiting. When you sow a seed, it doesn't spring up overnight, because it's seed, time, and harvest. Seed, time, and harvest. Seed, time, then harvest. Seed, time, then harvest. Seed, you plant it in the ground, in good soil. Then you must water it. And then you must wait. That's the time. And then comes the harvest after a period of time. Patience. Patience is a virtue. Patience, you have to wait. If you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has made promises to you and to your children and to your children's children, you have to be patient, along with obedience and discipline. Patience is not easy. One thing I've learned, that while I wait, I must occupy while I'm waiting. I must do the work while I wait. I must continue to stay focused while I wait. I must continue to cultivate my gifts while I wait. I must continue to stay focused while I wait. I must continue to hold on to the promise while I wait. Patience, obedience, discipline, patience. These are three characteristics of a true winner. We're talking about the characteristics of being a winner. Why? Because it's my winning season. You have to make it personal. Say it to yourself. It's my winning season. Listen, the tallest oak tree in the forest is the tallest, not because it grew from the hardiest acorn. It's the tallest because no other trees blocked its sunlight and no lumberjack cut it down before it matured. See, you have to understand that nobody can stop you but you. As a winner, you cannot give other people more power than they deserve. Winners don't play the blame game. Winners don't blame their losses on somebody else's efforts. Winners don't blame other people for their losses. That's just not what true winners do. You have to accept responsibility for your poor choices. You have to accept responsibilities for all your bad decisions. You have to own it. If you truly want to win and have the champion mentality, you have to take responsibility for all your mistakes, all your shortcomings, all the things that you've done wrong. You have to take responsibility for them. And this oftentimes causes us to do damage control, to pick up the broken pieces, to take an assessment of the things we did poorly or the things we did wrong, and to change our game plan, to readjust, to make the necessary shifts and pivots so that we can get back on course and stay on the path of winning. There are no shortcuts, no excuses. In fact, shortcuts cut your blessing short. Let me say that again. Shortcuts cut your blessings short. There are no excuses. Don't make excuses. Make it happen. You have what you make time for. I don't care about how many hours you have in a day. We all come with 24 hours, the same 24 hours in a day. I know right now we are in the middle of a global pandemic, but here's one thing I've learned about this pandemic. The pandemic actually leveled the playing field. The pandemic actually gave us all the same advantage. There's no more excuses now. We all have the same access. We all have the same exposure. We all have the same opportunities. You know, you've been saying to yourself, the reason I'm not winning is because this. The reason I'm not being successful is because of this. The reason I'm not getting ahead is because of this. Well, all those excuses are out the window now, because nobody's going anywhere. Everybody's staying at home. So this is harvest time. This is due season. This is time for you to shine like never before, because the pandemic leveled the playing field. I remember my football coach back in high school told me this. He said, excuses are like buttholes. Everybody got one and they all stink. This is not the time for excuses. This is the time for execution. This is not the time for excuses. This is the time for execution. It's my winning season. You have to declare that on a daily basis. Look at yourself in the mirror and say it every single day. Say it every single day. It's my winning season. This is my season to win. This is my time. This is my moment. This is my opportunity. It's my winning season. And the more you declare it, the more it will manifest itself. The more you say it, the more you'll see it. You don't need permission to do something great. You don't need permission to be successful. You don't need a permission slip to be a winner. Listen, I'm out of time, but I want to let you know that this is your season to win. Your life is God's gift to you. What you make of it is your gift to God. Thank you for your time. We'll be back again next week. And remember, this is your winning season. God bless you.
It's Hope Pop. That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is. Let it get into you.